Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is AJ and Dusty on 1080 The Fan.
All right, just after 1:15, as we are joined now by the boardroom's The Sneaker Game host, a man who's a University of Oregon alum and local guy, Nick DiPaola, joining us. Thanks for joining us, man. How you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
You know, at what point did you realize that your love for sneakers was going to be like a career for you?
Probably precisely when I got dunked on as a freshman in high school. It was the first time in Sacramento Bee history the dunk of the year wasn't a varsity dunk. So I pretty much knew I should shift into something else right away.
That is hilarious. Oh. But now it is, here you are, like you're hosting a show, The Sneaker Game, for the boardroom. It is something where you're the go-to for all things shoes. And here we are, local. We just got done talking about the Blazers, where Dame and CJ, they both have a signature shoe. And, you know, the Dames are something that locally, people love them and they sell out locally. But in the hierarchy of the signature shoe, where does the Dame rank amongst the other players?
Yeah, I'm trying to think in terms of a overall rank. I mean, there's 18 players in the league with their own signature shoe. And I mean, I'd probably have him in the top 10, you know, in that 5 to 10 range, maybe. I mean, he's now on the Dame 7. And I will say the cool thing with him, obviously, you know, Adidas is right here in Portland. So he's able to just have a super close connection and a ton of input on every single shoe. And he's done all kinds of themes and stories throughout the years that have been pretty fun.
You mentioned it there, Nick, but that's one of the things that I think has really drawn more people in, myself included, into the sneaker world, is how much more of an emphasis there is on stories that have connections. Like Dame, in all of his colorways, you know, he has just colorways, but then he has ones that have stories. Norman Powell just wore a shoe designed by his mom and his sisters that was just one of his, like, rose gold and beautiful. How have you seen that develop throughout the years to where this isn't just a shoe that players want to play basketball in? This is a shoe that people want to be seen in.
Yeah, it really all changed probably maybe 10 to 12 years ago. There was things like the McFly Hyperdunk and the Galaxy Foamposite and the South Beach LeBron 8s that started to come up. And, you know, players went from having just 4 to 5 shoes a year in their jersey colors to now, you know, telling other stories about their life. And it really became a portal into their personality. But then things really went to a whole nother level, I think 3 seasons ago, when the NBA just lifted the color restrictions. So now, you know, Dame could be playing Memphis on a Tuesday night and he could have a bright neon shoe that has a different story. So, you know, guys are wearing colors of all kinds of different themes every single night of the season. And that just opened the floodgates to that many more stories.
We're talking with Nick DiPaola, the boardroom's new show, The Sneaker Game. He's the host of it. You can check it out. And he's got it pinned right at the top of his Twitter page, at Nick DiPaola, episode 1 of The Sneaker Game with Kevin Durant on there. Now, you sit there and it's amazing how players, the accessibility of them through social media is one thing, but they openly want to tell that story of the shoe? And how engaged are the athletes now, as opposed to when, you know, maybe the earlier Jordans, where Tinker Hatfield would design something, show it to Mike, and he'd just be like, "Yeah, that's cool. Let's do this." How engaged are they in the actual designing of them now?
Yeah, I would say Michael was definitely the guy that set the bar in the 90s in terms of involvement. I mean, he was heavily involved in picking materials and colors and everything like that. But like you were saying, a lot of guys, you know, they didn't really have that interest level and just the intrigue about the sneaker world. And now it's totally different. I mean, Kyrie Irving is FaceTiming his designer all the time with ideas. You've got guys emailing and checking all the time. Over the last year, of course, now everybody's familiar with Zoom conversation, so that's been the way of working. But I think, you know, each guy is different. I think in general, most every athlete is supposed to, on paper, meet quarterly with their designer. But I know a lot of other players that it's almost a week-to-week thing.
That makes a lot of sense. And we're seeing this sort of obsession, if you will, I guess, with the sneakers and with the kicks evolving to the point where this week there was huge news in the WNBA because – two-time champ, finals MVP, Breonna Stewart signing with Puma, and she's going to get her own signature shoe, the first WNBA player with a signature since Candace Parker, which I believe was about a decade ago. So what can you tell us about how brands are viewing the W as a new way to invest in sneakers and in moving that needle?
Yeah, so in addition to the show with the Boardroom, I've been writing at ESPN for the last four seasons, and we were actually spending the last 2 months talking to all the original nine women that had a signature shoe, with this being the 25th anniversary season for the WNBA. It's crazy there's only been nine, and now we have to kind of reposition the story because now there's a 10th. So it was awesome news this week, and obviously Breonna was with Nike before, but you know, Puma only has three athletes otherwise. They're signing her to what we believe is the highest deal in the league, and she's only 26. They're able to really kind of start a new series here with her, and they'll probably be called the Stewie Ones, but we'll have to see. But I think it's just a monumental moment because it's not only that it's been a decade, but you know, I interviewed Sabrina and she had said she's never worn a women's signature shoe before, which is kind of crazy to think about. So you have a whole current generation of women that all they know is Kobe, Kyrie's and LeBron's, and they don't have a Sue Bird shoe. They don't have a Diana shoe who are worthy of getting shoes throughout their careers. So I think now we'll start to see a domino effect, hopefully, and start to see other brands step up. And I think with it being the 25th anniversary season, as we're seeing with the league itself, like there's more games being broadcast this year. The jerseys got refreshed, and I think across the board, everybody's excited for it.
Yeah, it starts tomorrow. I'm very excited about it. You mentioned Sabrina, and of course, her signing with Nike after she finished her career at Oregon was a really big move. You know, splashy, especially because of her relationship with Steph Curry. There was some thought that maybe it would be Under Armour, whatever. But with Nike, what do you think for an athlete like Sabrina, who changed the game at the collegiate level, was a very highly anticipated participant in the WNBA when she joined them? What do you think? How do you think that will be capitalized in the form of sneakers? Do you anticipate Sabrina getting her own signature soon?
I think for Nike, it's tough because they have tons of great players there. So obviously Sue, Diana, Asia Wilson, who was the most recent season MVP. So, you know, I think they have to kind of figure out the totem pole situation, but Sabrina already is headlining a shoe, which is the GT Cut. She's going to be wearing that to start the season off. And I think for her, it's exciting because, you know, she did only play 2.5 games last season and was hurt for most of the time down in Florida, but now being on New York and they're playing at Barclays for the first time, and I think there's going to be a lot of excitement around what will probably end up being her first full season. So Nike's super hopeful for that. Her Liberty jersey is already selling great, and they've got all kinds of new, you know, teal colored clothes they're putting out as well, which is for sure built around her being on that team. So it was kind of a mad race for her. I would say she's probably the most anticipated WNBA rookie to sign in a long time. And Puma was in the mix to try to sign her. She was really close with Under Armour and what is now Curry Brand as well. But I think ultimately the connection with Nike and knowing Phil Knight personally and then still the connection to the University of Oregon was too much to pass up. And I think the one thing that for Sabrina will be tough to figure out is it remains to be seen what's going to happen with with the Kobe line with Nike. And I think whatever happens there definitely will impact her as well.
I've always wondered this, and now that we have you on the phone, I can get the real answer here.
Uh-oh.
How do you get the isolated shoe shots? Like, you have like these pristine shoe shots. Do you have a camera guy who takes these pictures for you, or are you just like zooming in and cropping out the rest of the picture on all of them?
Oh, that's exactly it. It's easy. I'm just at home on the couch watching games and just refreshing Getty. And then, you know, these are all high res photos. So, you know, I always try to really just crop in and get the most detail out of it. And then, you know, whether it's talking to the brands or the designers, pretty often I do have a pretty good sense of what each shoe is and what maybe the insight or story to it is. So that's, I guess, the helpful part. But yeah, I've had people ask me before, they're like, are you at the arena? I was like, no, I'm in Portland on the couch watching the game. But that's the fun part of it, at least, is always trying to stay tapped in. And I was teasing PJ Tucker once, because now that they got rid of the color rules, like, I got to pay attention to when he plays Minnesota on a Monday night or something now, because you never know when somebody's going to break something crazy out.
Yeah. You know what gave it away for me that you weren't at the arena last night when Blake Griffin wore those Mick Griffins was the nails on that video. I didn't think that you were the kind of guy who would have the hot pink French manicure going on.
So that was Kelsey who designed the color with Jordan Brand. I actually just filed a story for that shoe. I did not wake up this morning thinking I would be able to interview McLovin over text, but that was definitely a highlight of the day. So that story is me dropping in like an hour or something like that. But yeah, Blake, you know, every season they do probably five or six colorways specifically for the players, known as player exclusives and PEs. And he just kind of simply said, I want a shoe inspired by one of my favorite movies. And then they went and came up with that. So it's probably one of the most, like, I think that tweet has like 8.5 million impressions already, which is nuts. Like, I always joke, I spend a lot of time on some stories and they just kind of fall into the abyss and nobody reads them. But then something like Blake's McLovin shoes go crazy. So sometimes you never know what's going to go crazy, but it was fun to see that happen.
There's a Hawaii license plate on it. That's like probably why.
So the funny part is, all the Pistons fans are mad because the shoes were designed when he was still with Detroit. So the license address is for the Little Caesars Arena in Detroit, but obviously he's now on Brooklyn.
So that was
kind of awkward. And, you know, it's got the zip code for Detroit and all that. And then, but the ID, the fact that, you know, it doesn't even have a first name. It just says McGriffin. That was pretty funny for sure.
I absolutely love it, man. Do you ever have like any of these releases where you find out early that a shoe's coming out and you just can't wait to see it? Or is it like day of you're finding out? How far in advance do you find out about some of these PEs?
I mean, I try to have a snapshot of like probably 6 to 8 months of everything that's coming. I mean, sometimes I'll know even sooner, but stuff like that, I mean, it's literally just a one-off for the player usually. And I guess sometimes that's the unfortunate part, because sometimes those are the coolest or craziest theme. Everybody wants to get those pairs and they're only made in a size 16 for Blake, but they are Chris Mintz plus, I forget how to say his last name, is it plus, but he did confirm that they are going to make a pair for him. So that is pretty cool that the real McLovin will get a pair.
I love it. Nick DiPaola, follow him on Twitter at Nick DiPaola. Check out his work at ESPN. And of course, the Boardroom's new show, The Sneaker Game, as well. Thanks for the time, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
There he is, a guy who lives here in Portland, is a former Duck as well. He's a Duck alum. So, Nick DiPaola. How about that? Breonna Stewart getting her own shoe. Sabrina, where she's at in the pecking order. We had a talk about that. I said, I bet she's got to play before they commit to it, because it was so short before her ankle went.
But at the same time, she signed before she ever played. And so I'm sure there's some sort of, if it wasn't a direct wording in the contract, then there's some sort of, hey, how are you going to get the most anticipated women's college basketball player in years to sign with your brand? And that's one of the ways. So that's exciting. I love the nuance of that. And really the things that I fall in love with when it comes to the shoes is it really does give you an insight into some of the players' personalities, into some of their, you know, what they're passionate about, what they want to showcase. And I love that kind of stuff.